Welcome, everyone, to episode 9 of Dark Rolls. After defeating the Warden, the Knight's grand escape from the Undead Asylum was a success. But when they made it outside, they had realized they were stranded on top of a mountain. As they were talking to their new bestie named Solaire, a giant crow flew down, completely out of nowhere, to give the Knights a ride to their next destination. The crow reluctantly flew the Knights, as well as Solaire, and the meat puppet Ornstein's new man-buggy named Griggs over the mountain, which took several hours.
As you pass through a bit of fog, you see castle battlements and several structures. The crow dives down before reaching these, and you see a grassy plot of land with a few buildings that appear to be falling apart. The crow lands in a nest about 20 feet high on the roof of one of these buildings and kneels down to let you dismount. Down below, you see a bonfire with a knight and an elderly woman sitting by it. You also see a stone staircase that leads down into the building.
Okay, so we're above a building?
You're on the roof of a building.
Oh, we're on the roof, okay.
Yeah, and down below, you can see the bonfire and stuff.
Okay, and Solaire's still with us?
Solaire and Griggs are still with you.
And Griggs.
So I say, can we kind of give like a little bit of a look around? I mean, is there other just in the staircase? Do we notice anything else?
Nothing up here. The only thing you notice is just the stairs going down, and you're up a little too high to safely jump down.
The stairs lead into the building, or do they just lead down to the bonfire?
They lead into the building.
Okay.
First thing, I think we should acknowledge and thank the enormous crow for taking us to this location.
Oh, you're such a nice crow. I'm gonna pat him on the head.
It just does like the bird sound.
All right, I say we go down the stairwell. Anybody have any?
Nope. Let's go down.
Let's do it. Hey, Gerald, are you still carrying Ornstein?
I am still carrying Ornstein. And this long ride has allowed me time to think. And I remember now that I am from Vinheim and a scholar of the Dragon School of Vinheim. I am the apprentice of the great sorcerer known as Big Hat Logan. We were coming to Lordran for academic purposes. But as we arrived, we were separated. The last thing I remember before being at the prison was Logan saying, "Don't worry, this is for your own good." I don't know what he could have meant by that. So in time, I intend to find him and ask him myself. Once my strength returns and my thoughts clear, I might be able to help you by teaching you some magic, if you are so inclined to learn.
I'd be down with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so maybe.
So you were Big Hat Logan's apprentice.
That's right.
What was the last place you were at with him?
We arrived in Lordran, somewhere close to the Undead Asylum, but once we got there, that's when he said that this was for my own good, and then it becomes a blank.
Okay. All right, well, I think we should take our merry crew down this staircase.
Should we ask him any more about, you know, a little bit of history of Big Hat Logan?
Yeah, can you tell us more about this school?
Yeah, the school and Logan and what he was like. What do you remember exactly what your mission was?
Oh, yes, Logan. We were at the School of Vinheim. There we learned all sorts of magic. Logan is quite the adventurous type, and he is always seeking more knowledge. So we came to this new land in search for more magic.
Is Logan a benevolent person? You know, good-hearted?
He has has his moments. As long as you don't get in the way of his learning.
Hmm. How was your relationship with him?
Our relationship was very good.
You didn't get in his way?
No, I wouldn't dare.
Yeah, you seem pretty submissive.
I suppose.
I say there's probably a little bit to do, Big Cat Logan, with what's going on in these parts.
I'm wondering why we didn't see him in the asylum.
I wondered that myself.
And then you were taken there.
Yeah, that's what I intend to find out. Something seems a bit fishy.
You wouldn't know anybody that might be, like, trying to get a hold of him somehow?
No, we came by ourselves.
No enemies or anything like that he might have?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
All right, so you guys gonna continue down the stairs?
Down the stairs.
Yep, down the stairs. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you go down the stairs, you see that part of the roof on the opposite side had collapsed, and on the floor there's a pool of water with three men standing beside it. One is wearing a white tunic and has a mace. There is another man who has full plate armor on, and he's holding a two-handed axe. And then there's a smaller man in leather armor wielding a bow.
What's up, guys? What are you guys doing? What's this place?
Why, hello there. That was quite the entrance, my friends.
We like to do that. We're cool and stuff.
My name is Tervin. The man behind me wielding the giant axe, his name is Borscht. And the little man beside him in the leather armor, his name is Zaylin. Who are you?
I'm Artorius.
I am Go.
I am Karen, and this is Sif.
It is a pleasure to meet you all.
So what are you guys up to? What are you doing here?
Oh, we have come to this place. It is called Firelink Shrine. We arrived here yesterday and are looking for a way to get to the church in the parish. Do you happen to know how to get there?
No, we just got here ourselves, actually.
Drat, I was hopeful. My brother Vander and his family were heading there because things were starting to get crazy in New Londo, which is where we are from.
What type of crazy?
Oh, we fear some kind of cult has taken over. And there have been rumors circling about our kings that they have been dabbling in dark magic. Oh, no. There is an elevator up the stairs behind us that supposedly leads to the parish, but it seems to have stopped working, and I haven't the foggiest idea of how to fix it. We have been trying for a while, but to no avail. If you find a way to the parish, could I ask a favor of you?
Sure.
Would you be able to keep an eye out for my brother and his family and let me know if we see each other again?
Is there anything that would distinguish them to us?
Yes. Vander, my brother, he is of average height. He's rather thin, with brown hair and a beard. His wife, Elise, has long blonde hair. And his son, Ferris, is about 13 and rather remarkable with a bow for his age.
That doesn't seem safe.
Why? What was your reasoning or wanting to go to the parish? Is it some sort of safety? Was there somebody you were meeting there?
We heard there was safety there. Vander and his family went on ahead of us before things really started getting intense in New Londo.
What have you seen in the Wando?
The kings have been ordering that the city go on lockdown. There have been a lot of deaths lately there.
Deaths how?
Murders! Murders in the streets.
And who's committing these murders? Does anybody know?
That is why the kings have locked it down, till they can figure out who is at fault.
So these murders are happening at night, or out of the eye of the public?
Yes, definitely at night. But during the day, there's just much fear anymore. Most people have locked themselves inside their homes.
Is this black magic you spoke of a result of a lot of these murders? Do you know?
It appears so. That some of these deaths are very hard to explain. A lot of people dying without wounds on their bodies. It could only be magic.
Interesting. Mm.
No type of viruses going around, are there?
Not that I am aware of. Not in this kingdom.
Should we investigate the elevator at all, gentlemen? See if we can figure out why it's not functioning properly.
Yeah, let's go take a look at it.
I mean, there's no reason for us to be in the bonfire, right? Or we're right there, right?
The room you're in with the pool and the three guys, there is a door on the west. There are two doors on the east side of the room. And then on the northern side, there's another door. And that's the northern one is where Tervin, the guy you were talking to, pointed to where the elevator was.
Do we want to explore these other doors first, gentlemen?
Yeah, I say we check it out.
I was like, hey, Tervin, where do these other doors go? Do you know?
Yes. I know the one to the on the east. We'll head outside to the bonfire. To the west, that door I would suggest not going out it.
Why is that?
Outside there.
Hang on. I'm going to edit around this because I lost where I was. I have this written out. Where is it?
Leave it in, John.
I think every time Chris says he's going to edit out something,
I leave it in.
It stays. It's my favorite running joke in the podcast. I'm just going to edit this out.
Where did I? I thought I had stuff for that.
Oh, you thought we were going to ask that question, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, here we go.
A little quicker than you think.
Take heed, friends, if you venture out there without divine powers, as it is the home of the undead. Look out the door. Don't worry, there's something about this place they don't seem to like, so you'll be safe here.
Are you going to look out the door?
We will look out the door.
Okay, outside the door you see stairs descending into a large graveyard with several skeletons next to tombstones standing up, and they all turn and just stare at you.
How many?
There's about 20 of them.
Do we notice anything else out there?
Just a graveyard.
20 skeletons aren't enough.
I was wondering to see if maybe we saw like a chest, you know, some sort of, you know, is it worth going out there? I'd say we leave that door alone. Is there anywhere to go past the graveyard that we notice?
No, not that you can see from past the skeletons and everything.
I say we not go that way.
Yeah.
Because we're not very high level right now, and I got a bad feeling, especially with 20 things. No way.
Oh, and then Tervin is also going to talk to you again.
I forgot to thank you very much earlier for agreeing to tell me if you find my brother. By the way, the night over by the fire is quite rude and very unhelpful. And I fear that the elderly woman might be going mad. She keeps mumbling something to herself about a prophecy. Prophecy? I must be on the right path. Praise the sun!
And Solaire just immediately walks out the door to the fire.
Fair enough.
I was about to say, do we want to go to the bonfire and talk to them first before we...
There's also one other door. There's two doors you haven't explored, the northern one with the elevator, and then there's one other one that Turvin didn't know about what was in there.
Wait, so did he tell us... Hang on, he told us the one is the elevator, right?
Yep,
the one to the north.
The one to the north is the elevator. There's two doors on the east side of the wall. One leads outside to the bonfire, and the other door he did not mention.
Did he not mention because he doesn't know, or because
He hasn't been in there. He doesn't know.
Do we want to go? I think so. We should explore that, gentlemen. We don't want to leave anything unturned.
All right, I'm game.
Yep, we'll go.
Okay. Inside that. There's a bunch of wooden boxes, really in shambles. It looked like it might have been a storage room of some sort. If you guys could roll a discovery check.
Nice.
Let me know what you get.
You know what number is better than two?
A lot of them.
Three.
You know what's worse than two?
Or whatever number you rolled.
Yeah, you only have one option.
Well, I rolled a 20.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you, Scott.
Please tell me Kieran trips on a box or something stupid. While she's just standing there.
Kieran can't figure out how to open the door. And just gives up and sits down by the pool.
Trips on a banana.
While I'm at the pool, I splash those three guys with water.
Borscht does not look happy, the guy with the full plate armor, but Go definitely finds lots of goodies in this room.
Nice, guys.
Okay, first off he finds three fire bombs, then he also finds two large souls of the undead. Each of those are worth 500 souls.
Nice.
Which, remember, for those that's shared among the party. If you use those, everybody gets those. And
so I say we each get a fireball.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you also find a ring.
Hmm. Can we inspect the ring to see what it is?
Yep. Whenever you find rings and stuff, unlike D&D, I'm going to just tell you what they do. You don't have to attune with anything like that. But it is called the Ring of Steel Protection. What it does is it allows a player to block without using a shield.
So, like, block with your weapon? Or
right. Okay. What it does is it, like the shield, it adds 3 to negating damage on blocking. So for every point of AP you use, it will negate 3 points of damage.
Okay.
And it does not stack with shields. So you can't use that to add to your shield blocking abilities.
Okay.
So this ring should go to somebody who's never going to actually use a shield.
I have a shield, so...
Yeah. Isn't Keith, you're a run and gun... Yeah. Guy too. I'd say but you don't carry a shield, right?
No, I don't.
Are you planning on it, or are you gonna use like two hand weapons?
I'm not planning on it.
I think it would be most beneficial for you to take this ring.
Now, do I have enough stats to hold my spear one handed? I guess I don't. Never mind. I'm thinking. Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. That's yeah. The reason why. Yeah, that's the reason why we give you this. I think you should take this ring.
I'll take it.
Okay. Do you want me to reread that so you can write
yeah,
down?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay. It's called Ring of Steel Protection.
Okay.
It adds 3 to negate damage on blocking. Does not stack with shields.
Okay.
Are you going to use those souls now, Scott? Or are you going to wait?
I mean, it's kind of ours to use, not just me.
Right. Everybody gets to... You can choose to use those things whenever you want.
I mean, it doesn't really benefit to hold on to them, right?
I guess if we would ever find like a merchant that would maybe want to use them for purchasing things, that's the only. But
I got you.
Well, we would be using souls anyway, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it's
but kind of as a backup set of monies.
I mean, I'm fine using them. Does everybody want
using them?
Let's just use them.
Okay, so that's 500 each. Or
let me see. There were two of them, so 1,000 souls.
1,000.
Okay. Did we find anything else?
Nope. Just those three things.
Okay.
That's good. So everyone put a fireball in the inventory.
Yep.
Yep.
Good deal. All right. I would say we trek back to the fire, catch up with our friend.
There's no point in checking out the elevator, right? Because if they already checked it, I mean.
Yeah, he said it wasn't working. They tried to fix it, and they couldn't figure it out.
There really isn't anything between us and the elevator.
We're not mechanics.
Nope, just a door. What it is a door that just leads to the staircase that goes to the elevator. That's it.
Okay, I say we just go praise the sun with with Solaire.
Deal.
Okay, as you walk out there, you see... the elderly woman, Solaire's sitting next to her, and there's also the knight that Turvin warned you about that said he was rude, sitting by the fire as well. And there's a staircase on the other side of the bonfire that looks like it leads down.
Okay.
Hey, knight, I hear you're pretty rude.
So, we have more company. Not that it matters. It won't be long before we lose everything to the hollowing.
The hollowing? What is that?
Please just leave me alone. It's I would like to spend what remaining time I have in peace before the madness takes me.
You're a real colorful character.
No way.
The madness. Is that something that's happening to this woman here?
I do not intend to talk to you. Go away.
Hey, Gerald, you can put Ornstein down for a little bit. Take a breather. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Can we speak with the old woman?
You can. And she... is kind of sitting there mumbling to herself. But as you approach, she kind of perks up and looks at you and says,
"You look quite familiar to me. What are your names?"
"I am Go."
"I am Kira."
"I'm Artorius."
"Ah, yes. I know you. You are far from home, aren't you? What brings you here?"
"We actually don't know."
"Ah, I see. Sif, would you please come closer?"
"How do you know Sif?"
"I know all of you."
Sif walks up to her, and she looks very deeply into Sif's eyes and pets him.
"I see. You have joined the ranks of the undead. Do you all have the dark sign?"
She points to the fiery ring in Sif's eyes.
"It would seem so. What can you tell us about this?"
"Pity. But I suppose this should come as no surprise. It has been close to a century since Gwyn lost his throne. Do you recall anything that happened since that day?"
"No."
Okay, what I'm going to do here is, if you guys could just all roll your 20, you're going to try to roll to remember things that you as players don't actually know.
I rolled a 20 again.
"I don't remember my name."
"Did you roll one again?"
"Yes." "Oh my gosh." I actually forgot more.
I got a 14.
Okay. You two remember the floor falling from you when you were fighting Calamite? Mm-hmm. You ended up landing on something soft and wet. That thing was a tongue. You then remember hearing the voice from outside of the creature that seemed to have eaten you. And it said, "Lord Gwyn, for centuries I have known nothing but pain. Allow me to share with you the true meaning of anguish, the true meaning of suffering, the true meaning of death. Let the abyss consume you." You also remember that the black dragon Calamite does not speak. So it came from something else in the room that you hadn't seen.
Hmm.
And since Scott rolled a 20, like a champion, you also remember the creature inside that you were inside began to move rather quickly. And it spoke to you in a muffled voice due to his mouth being full. But it said,
"Don't worry, knights. I will take you somewhere safe. Our kingdom may fall today, but in the end, we will triumph. Mark my words, we will win."
We're gonna Gwyn? We're the Knights of Gwyn?
Yes.
Anyone?
I like it. Okay. And that's all you can remember for now.
Can we tell the lady like what we experienced and see if she can have any information on that? What kind of thing would we have fell in its mouth, especially inside the, I guess, castle?
It could have been underneath. So maybe a giant dragon.
So, only some of your memory has returned. That is a common symptom when one becomes undead. I can't go
undead.
You are all hollow. That brand on you is the mark of the dead. Oh, and who is this that has come here with you?
She points to Solaire, and he approaches her.
"Hello, my name is Solaire."
"Hello, Solaire. There is something special about you. Could you be him? It is earlier than I predicted, but could it be true?"
"My family spoke of a prophecy. Could this be what you mean?"
"It's hard to say. But I am unable to talk of this anymore. The only thing I can do now is point you in the right direction. From there, you must forge your own path. You must venture to Anolondo. There is where your destiny lies. But that can wait until morning. Right now, you must rest. Regain your strength. We can speak more of this in the morning."
What's going on?
Say what?
And she seems to have fallen asleep.
Hey, can I speak to Solaire for a second?
You sure can.
Hey, Sunbro, what was this prophecy you guys are talking about? Do you have any information on that at all? Or
"I don't have much. What was told was that my destiny lies in the land of Lordran. From there, I have to find my own way. As the lady said, it seems to be true."
So you're basically on the same boat we are. Are you going to venture with us wherever we go tomorrow?
"I am definitely going to head in the direction the woman tells me. I need to find which way to get to Anolondo. I don't want to go to New Londo. That place sounded pretty bad. Praise the sun."
What's the rude guy doing? I'm just curious. Hey, you.
Does he know anything about this prophecy?
Please, just stop talking to me. I want nothing to do with any of you.
What if I just start slapping you? How does that sound?
Why don't you slap this?
Got any money on you?
And he just kind of stands up and walks away.
Hey, my dude, the quicker you answer us, the quicker we'll get out of here.
I'm not your dude.
I'm not your guy, friend. All right, so I say we're at the fire. Should we rest? And
yeah, you can either rest or look around for anything else in this area. It's up to you.
True. Let's take a look around.
There were a set of stairs that led down from the bonfire. That's really the only other place you haven't been yet, if you want to head down there.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have enough souls to do much, guys, and we're all fully healed, and I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'd say we could venture.
Yep, let's take a stroll down there.
Okay. As you go down there, down the stairs, they kind of wind down and then lead to the second set of stairs that as you're going down, you see an elderly man just kind of pounding on the ground. And you just hear him saying this.
How could I be so irresponsible? Why didn't I hide it?
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. He took it from me.
Who took what?
My key. My key to New Londo. It has been stolen. It's the only way to get back there. It'll be ages till someone comes through from the other side to unlock it.
Who took it?
I didn't catch his name. Though if he told me, I'm sure he would have been lying, that scoundrel.
What did he look like?
He was a bald man, and he carried a spear. I also fear he has been touched by madness.
Seems like a thing going around here.
Indeed. Last night, I was by the bonfire, and he approached. While we were talking, I let it slip that I have the key. When I awoke this morning, the key was missing. He's the only one that would have known about the key.
So you had the key to get into New Londo?
Yes.
Where is New Londo?
It is past this door here that is locked. There is an elevator that takes people down. And it's down that way.
And the only way to get through here is with that key you had.
That is right. And unless someone comes through from the other side to unlock it.
What do you know about New Londo?
Oh, there have been things going on there. It's been on lockdown, ordered by the kings, due to the massive spike in deaths. And they're going to have it locked down until they can figure out who is responsible. So I don't intend to see anybody come through here anytime soon.
It would be unfortunate if somebody bad had that key and let themselves in there when it's on lockdown.
And indeed, that is what I fear. The man who took it must be bad.
Do you think he's trying to get in, or?
I do not know. He seemed rather insane to me. Would you please get my key back from him if you would run across him?
Bald man with a spear.
Bald man with a spear.
Keep our eyes
peeled. Do you have any other markings?
Nothing of significance other than he is rather mad.
Do you know which way he went?
I do not know. He was gone by the morning when I woke up. I just noticed the key was missing.
If he had the key, could he have gotten in and locked it again on from the other side?
That's a possibility. but I don't think he would have gone that way. Because we were talking of all of the bad happenings in New Londo of late, and it didn't seem to interest him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go in a place that everyone's dying anyway.
Yes.
Looks like you messed up.
I messed up.
All right. Do we notice anything else around here? Can we, like, look around?
There's really nothing. Just the path leads to that locked door.
Okay.
Do you want to head back up and rest at the bonfire?
Yeah, I guess we really don't have anywhere else to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You guys go up there and take a nice little bonfire nap. And on that note, we will stop the episode here, and we will see everyone in the next one.